Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are currently in the process. No longer are we in the process of getting Jacob Hester on. He is here with us now, former Charger analyst of SiriusXM SEC Radio. Jacob, thank you for joining the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Coming home from a victorious fifth grade tackle football game. So I've got four boys, and they are fired up to get a big win at the end of the season. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, four boys. Man, I have four kids of my own, three girls and one boy. I can't imagine what your household must be like with four boys in it.
My wife is a saint.
She is. God bless her heart.
Because she is outnumbered from every angle, no matter what goes on. It is all boys all the time. And so very blessed to have the goat wife who can take care of all of us.
I heard that. All right, Jacob, let's talk. Obviously, college football, we can't have a conversation about college football without mentioning LSU, Alabama. This is a big matchup, man. And there's a lot of people picking your alma mater to win this. How you like this game going down this week?
Yeah, this is a game, obviously, that a lot of people look forward to every year because you mentioned it. Look, it's usually 1 versus 2 or 2 versus 4 or 4 versus 5. I mean, they're always ranked in the top 5 or the top 10, it seems like, whenever they meet. And so, this year is obviously no different. When the college football playoff came out, you've got LSU and Alabama right there at 2 and 3. And so I'm looking forward to a good game. And this is going to be a different matchup than I think we've ever seen in this series because, look, we've all seen some 9-6, some 10-0, these games that didn't have a lot of offense, and that's not going to be the case this year. These two offenses are so dynamic, and they score points in bunches, and they both have talented quarterbacks that, in my opinion, are going to be the two top quarterbacks off the board in next April's NFL draft. And look in New York, they're probably going to be there as well representing the schools for the Heisman Trophy, but if it all stays the same, they stay on the same path. So I'm looking forward to a shootout, and I hope that everybody's healthy. I hope Tua Tagovailoa is healthy. I hope Grant Delpit for LSU is healthy. I hope everybody's in this matchup, and we get the game that we think we're going to get.
It might be a different style of game in terms of the points scored and the types of offenses now, but the atmosphere is going to be just as electric as it ever is. What can you – I mean, you've lived it. What can you tell us about what Saturday game day is like when it's a matchup like this one in the SEC?
Yeah, Saturdays in the SEC are already special. Like, every school's got their story, and Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa is an outstanding venue. It's the CBS national game, so, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, everybody knows what that means. Everybody knows that means every eyeball in the country is going to be on you. The president apparently is coming to this game, so nobody wants to miss out on this one. And so these big games, these big-time matchups, and when you – talk about the college football playoff, and both of you are ranked in there. And if you win this one, you've got a really good shot at being the top-ranked team in the country and probably jump Ohio State because you're going to have this marquee victory. If you don't have a pulse for this one, then you're doing it wrong because this is kind of what college football is all about.
Jacob Hester, former Charger analyst, SiriusXM SEC Radio, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Just a reminder to our listeners, we will have a game of Gwen versus Fan after. Get your phone calls in. We got a few lines open. Jacob, obviously, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Penn State round out the top four of the recently released college football rankings. Were you surprised that the four teams that were at the top?
I guess I was surprised, but I wasn't shocked that Ohio State was number one because when you look at them, and they might not have the wins that LSU does. In fact, I don't think they do. I think LSU's got three really good wins, and I still count that Texas win that was early in week two. But they definitely passed the eyeball test. I mean, they've blown out every team they've played. They've beaten Michigan State and Wisconsin, the two ranked teams on their schedule. And Michigan State is not ranked anymore, and Wisconsin's kind of falling off a little bit since they lost to Illinois and Ohio State back-to-back. But, look, at the end of the day, I think we all know it's going to play itself out. One one's going to play, or two's going to play three here in the coming weeks. And I think, I guess the bigger surprise maybe was Clemson being left out of the top four. They come in at number five. Really, when you look at their schedule, their two top wins are probably going to come against middle-of-the-road SEC teams and Texas A&M and South Carolina. And so it looks like they're being held back a little bit by their schedule. But all they have to do is go out and win every ball game that they play in. And I think Clemson's right back in there because you do have everybody else playing each other. And those things tend to play themselves out. Georgia being the top one-loss team, I guess maybe would surprise some people because that loss came against South Carolina at home. So Georgia getting the sixth spot there maybe surprised some people because look out West Coast, right? Oregon, Utah, they've got really good resumes. Oregon's one loss came to a really good Auburn football team, neutral site game that they actually controlled, and it let slip away there at the end. So there's still a lot of ball to be played. So I guess I wasn't shocked by any of the news, surprised by a couple of the spots, though.
Yeah, I think anyone who watches college football understands that these things take time to play themselves out when the teams that are ranked highly haven't played themselves yet. Obviously, Penn State still has to play Ohio State, LSU, Alabama this weekend. If it comes down to Ohio State, the winner of LSU, Alabama, and Clemson, all being the three obvious teams, I guess my question is, what, in your opinion, should be the committee's criteria for that fourth team? I mean, they've in the past, they've valued conference championships, strength of record, strength of schedule, strength of certain wins, or the way teams have lost. I guess, how would you view the committee's job in terms of maybe picking that fourth team based on all sorts of different criteria when it seems to me like they can kind of go any direction they choose just based on what their options are?
Yeah, I'm more in the camp of strength of record. Like, tell me who you've beaten. Tell me who's on your schedule that you've actually got a victory over. I'm not a big fan of they got a good loss. So that loss didn't look bad, or that's a good loss. Like, right. I'm just a competitor, man. There's no good losses for me. If you lose, you lose. And so, like, the narratives in some of these SEC spots, the conference that I cover, it's like, well, if they lose by three and the optics aren't bad, then maybe we can even get lucky and fall into the playoff. I'm like, man, bump that. I'm a competitor. Let's go out there. You win the games that you're supposed to win, and all that kind of takes care of itself. So for me, I'm all about, tell me what wins you have. Tell me who you've beaten. Tell me, where they were when you've beaten them too. Now, I know, look, some of your wins, when you win them early in the season and then that team struggles down the stretch, I know that can be a tough thing. But some of these teams that schedule these very difficult games at the beginning of the season, like, give them credit. Give credit to Auburn and Oregon and Texas and LSU and all these schools that have gone out and made sure that they had these marquee matchups on their schedule and not playing directional schools.
I love that, by the way.
That's a great point.
Directional schools. Jacob, talk a little bit about Ed Orgeron. I mean, I got a chance to – I became a big fan of him while he was here at SC and then went down to LSU and has done a terrific job bringing his program back to where it's at right now. Just talk about the type of head coach he is and the job he's done so far.
Yeah, I think he's done an outstanding job, and this is obviously his dream job. And I thought he did an outstanding job, honestly, at USC.
He did.
As an interim head coach, I mean, I know there's a lot of that fan base, a lot of the brass there in Southern California that wanted him to be the full-time head coach at USC. And so, look, he's come down here. He's bought into everything. Not that he had to be talked into. He's a Louisiana guy, but he has really just bought into everything that surrounds LSU. And he's put this program back in championship caliber mode. Now, I love Les Miles. I named one of my sons after Les Miles. But after, he was let go there, and Coach O took over, the program really didn't have a direction. You were wondering which direction would it go, and he's done an outstanding job, wins a New Year's Six bowl game last year. And regardless of what you think of Central Florida, that's a team that hadn't lost in 2 years until LSU beat them. And so that was a big win for LSU and their program, and he continues to recruit at a high level, which everybody kind of knows. He's always been fantastic at that. So what he's done, too, is he's hired really good coordinators, and he manages this football program. He doesn't meddle in, what they're calling or what offense or defense of personnel to use. He is a guy that lets his coordinators coach. The coaches love him for that. He makes sure that the program stays on the right path day in and day out. And, there's a lot of fans at LSU that when he was hired, they weren't sure about it. They're sure about it now.
Yeah, I think that's the way he manages that program. I think is almost a throwback. You see so many specialists wanting to take over one side of the football or not, but It just seems like it's so much easier if you have the ability to manage and let other guys do what they're really good at. It just seems like that is a benefit to the program.
As you know, as good as anyone, sometimes in the coaching profession, especially I feel like in football, there's a lot of egos that get involved, and some guys try to reinvent the wheel opposed to just allowing to let the wheel do what it's always done, which is roll along. And
right.
I think Coach O's done a fantastic job of allowing LSU to get back to that championship caliber path and, you know, start to really get back in that conversation. Now he knows what he's got to do, and he just continues to move forward with it.
Jacob, we so appreciate your time coming on the show today. All I can say is good luck to your LSU Tigers. This should be a very good game to watch.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to come on with you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.